It's kind of embarrassing because I feel like cooking is a bragging right for men. Like, men like to brag about their wives who can cook. Like, you'll hear a guy say something like, hey, my wife, she'll whip you up something good in the kitchen. Right? Fellas, even if you're not married, but you have a girlfriend and you know that she can cook, you will brag to your boys. You'll be like, hey, yo, son, my girl, flick of the wrist. Or however you talk. I don't know how you talk, so. My poor husband. He can't brag. Like, maybe he can chime in a little bit with like, ay, yo, son, you see how fast my wife put in that to-go order? With extra ketchup? That's wifey, son. No, I can't cook. I need somebody to teach me how to cook. And don't just give me a recipe, okay? Don't start tweeting me recipes after the show. Because when I read recipes, I read them as suggestions. Like, when I see the list of ingredients, to me, what that says is, if you have any of these. And I usually don't. No, I need some fundamental training. I need to know, if I put something on the stove, does the flame need to be this big or this big? Because I will burn some scrambled eggs. I'll burn a hard-boiled egg. I said to my husband one time, I said, babe, good morning. You want me to make you breakfast? I'll make you some eggs. He said, yeah, how about over medium? Huh? How about some over medium eggs? That's like the flame at medium. Nah, babe, you put the egg in the pan, you make it medium. Oh. Okay. Well, I'm gonna put the egg in the pan. But if it breaks, I'm just gonna scramble it. You gonna have some medium scramble. Some way over medium scramble. It was his birthday. I said, babe, happy birthday. You want me to make you breakfast? He says, my birthday, why? Yeah, yeah. It's to the point where if I cook, he thinks he's in trouble. He smells something in the kitchen. He comes over, starts apologizing for stuff he didn't even do. He's like, oh, babe, I'm sorry, because yesterday I was, why? Don't worry, this isn't for you. Oh, thank God.
I had to get used to being responsible to another person, too. That was hard, man. When my husband asked me if I paid my credit card bill, I got to stop myself from being like, none of your business, bro. Because then I remember like, oh yeah, it is his business. And no. I'm not a good grown-up. I love my husband, but he can be dramatic. He can be dramatic sometimes. Like last week, he sat me down. He was like, we need to talk. And I was like, uh-oh. Here's the divorce. He said, our neighbor came by today. I was like, oh, we have neighbors? Because I don't be talking to nobody. He said, our neighbor came by today. He said that he can hear us having conversations through the wall. And I was like, yeah, this is New York. That's how apartments are made, bro. Why do you think after every time we make love, I high five the wall? I gotta let him know. Gotta let him know we good. He wants to get a house now. He wants to get a house. I don't want to clean a house. A whole house? He's not going to clean it. We live in a less than one bedroom apartment right now. And we are in a cleaning standoff. I always win because I make it racial. I be like, why I gotta clean? Because I'm Puerto Rican? I told him we can't get a house, not unless we get a maid, and I can't do that. You can't get a maid. Imagine that. I open the doors, one of my aunts standing right there. I'll be like, damn, Tia, you would have done this for free. Now I gotta pay you. I know how much cleaning a house, I know how much work that is. I grew up in a house. My mom made us clean it every weekend, both days. That's right, because the weekdays were for school. So the weekend was for our fun time, which apparently was cleaning. And we would get up, man, and she would try to trick us, man. She would play salsa music all loud like we were having a party. You go downstairs, the only party guests are Windex and some paper towels. She's like, welcome to the party. You're not gonna trick us, mom. We know this ain't fun. But now every time I hear salsa music, I start sweeping and washing dishes. Like Pavlov's Puerto Rican. I'm like, all right, I gotta, must clean. My husband wants that traditional life. He likes that. He likes when I do stuff for him. Like, he likes when I cook for him. I made my husband a hood delicacy not too long ago. Hood delicacy, that's rice with an egg on top. My next hood delicacy has to be chopped cheese. Yeah, that's right. But I'm gonna use vegan cheese. He don't need to know. Because all my food shopping is bougie now. Because I go to bougie supermarkets. Because I grew up on ghetto supermarkets, and I'm like, I ain't doing that no more. Right? Well, if you ever been to a ghetto supermarket, you know that it looks like a homicide just happened. No matter which one you go into, like I'm gonna walk down the freezer aisle, it's gonna be ice cream and a dead body. And I gotta hope the security footage doesn't go viral when I step over that body to get that ice cream. So I'm gonna be like, oh, RIP player, but I'm gonna grab this Rocky Road real quick, cause YOLO, you know that. Let's keep it moving.
This guy, I don't know how he grew up. Like, maybe they're on a budget or something. But, like, he come to me the other day. He's like, hey, babe, can I use your toothbrush real quick? I said, what? Like, that's an option for you? Like, you're thinking about it? Sick. He's like, what? It's just like kissing. We kiss at the same thing. I do not scrape off your tartar with my tongue. I know I'm pretty amazing, but I'm almost positive I cannot prevent cavities. My husband likes to leave his shoes right in the middle of a walkway. Like, as soon as you open the door, boom, shoes. Now, you couldn't kick them off to the side. That was hard to do. So all throughout the house, I just trip over shoes like, oi, study dog. And we're still real new, so like I still try to look cute when I sleep. I'll probably grow out of that one real quick. But right now I still try to look cute, right? But it's kind of hard because I sleep with Invisalign trays in my mouth. So sometimes when I wake up, my lip will get stuck to the plastic tray. I wake up looking like Fire Marshal Bill. Like full on, let me show you, Shantan. My face will be all greasy. That's not cute. So when I feel myself starting to wake up, like I'll fix my lip real quick. I put grease on my lip like it's glass. Make it work. we're pretty good with decision making, right? Like, he'll come to me with stuff, I'll come to him with stuff, like teamwork, you know? But every now and then, he'll try to go off and do his own thing. Like, recently, we just bought some curtains for the house, and I told him, I said, when you're at the store, take a picture of them and send it to me before you buy it, right? But he forgot that part. So I came home to these gaudy Armenian curtains hanging in my house that are like 2 feet too short. I got high water curtains. Like, first thing, my brother came over the house, he's like, why you got capri pant curtains? My husband and I travel a lot for work. He travels with music, I travel with jokes. And sometimes we'll go to like some small town, like nobody has ever heard of this town, like these people haven't even heard of their own town. And when you fly to a small town, you have to fly on a small plane. And I went to a town recently where the plane I was on, I don't even think it had an engine. I'm pretty sure it was a paper plane. Like, it just had two propellers out front. Like, as you step onto the plane, you had to take turns spinning the propeller. Like, it's The Price is Right. I checked my seat assignment. It says shotgun. They had one flight attendant. She was wearing regular clothes and a name tag. Like, real suspicious. And I fly a lot, so I'm used to the way things work on an airplane, right? I'm used to the announcements they make, like, flight attendants, prepare for landing. I'm used to hearing that kind of stuff, right? But on this plane, we got a different announcement. It sounded more like, Stephanie, we're coming in. Stephanie. What's this, a family-owned plane? Stephanie, if you need any more of that potato salad you made for the church picnic last week, can you bring it on up to the cockpit? Thank you. Potato salad.
I do a lot of bougie stuff now. Even stuff I don't like. I get massages. I don't like massages. Being locked in a room with a stranger that's touching me, I've been trying to avoid that my whole life. Why would I do this to myself now? I had a rough massage last week, man. You ever had a massage that's so rough, you'd be like, who hurt you? Why are you taking this out on my spine? I always get so stressed out in massages because I'm either in pain or the whole time I'm sitting there going, don't fart, don't fart. Don't fart. One time I went to a Korean masseuse and she said she was gonna give me an intestinal massage. I was like, that's not what you wanna do, sis. Oh, don't do that, sis. There's like 30 years of tacos in there. You don't wanna mess with that situation. I have a personal trainer. That's bougie. His job is to shame me into doing things. Personal trainers are like professional bullies. He still gets my lunch money, but now I gotta do a bunch of burpees before I give it to him. The bougiest thing I do is see a therapist. Oh yeah. My Latino family had a moment of silence when they found out. Cause Latinos don't talk to therapists, man. We talk to Jesus or priests. That's your two options. I'm actually back on speaking terms with my therapist right now. Let me tell you what happened, though. Every year, he goes on vacation for a month, which, first of all, rude. Every time he leaves, I'm like, you said no one would ever leave me again! I'm all passive-aggressive when he comes back. I'm like, how was your vacation, Alan? Did you meet any new patients in Hawaii? Give me your phone. Let me see your phone. Give me your phone. Let me find out you got some side patient in Hawaii you was with this whole time. And she's just like me, some Hawaiian Puerto Rican with abandonment issues. I just feel like he should provide some sort of substitute therapist for when he leaves. Like somebody just wheels in a TV. Like, Dr. Rosenthal's away this week, so here's To Kill a Mockingbird. Good luck with your struggles. He always tells me I need to respect boundaries, or maybe that was his wife. I don't know. It was 3 a.m. I was drunk. Then don't give me your cell phone number. Oh, we're working on my insomnia now. I have terrible insomnia. If you've ever had insomnia, you know how much it sucks. But what sucks even more is when you tell someone you have insomnia and they tell you how well they sleep. It never fails. Anytime I tell someone I have insomnia, somebody goes, oh my God, that's crazy, because I just close my eyes, I fall asleep like this. That's the most amazing thing in the world. I don't know how I do it. I'm like, amazing. I just fall asleep. It's so easy for me. I don't need anything. Like, I don't need tea. I don't need melatonin. I just fall asleep like this. I close my eyes.
My dad's here tonight. Give it up for my dad. He's in the house. Woo-hoo. My daddy-o. My dad's so cool. I'm gonna tell you a little bit about my dad. My dad is like Mr. Cool Guy, like life of the party, you know what I mean? Like super athletic, like really into sports. Like my dad's the kind of guy who watches a boxing match on TV as if he is in the boxing match on TV. You know what I mean? Like he'll watch it like this. It's like, whoa, dad, are you winning? He got us involved in sports when we were younger, but not like the legit way. Only if it was free to sign up and you got a free t-shirt to play. Because if you had a pay-for uniform, forget it, you can't be on that team. For instance, I ran track and field growing up, but I wasn't on a track team. My dad would just take me to the track meets on Saturday morning and sign me up. I was the only one with my number on binder paper. It would look like this. Lane 1, Lincoln High School, blue and gold. Lane 2, Gunderson High School, brown and gold. Lane 3, Angela. And some jeans, a t-shirt, and a pair of flip-flops. I didn't know what I was doing. I wasn't trained properly. Everybody else is lined up and they're professional. Like, I'm a runner. This is how you start position. Except for me, because I was up there like this. Everybody on the side is telling me, like, get down. Get down in the position. I'm like, why? Why am I gonna get down? I gotta get back up to start running. I wasn't trained properly. Sure enough, the race starts, the gun goes off, everybody takes off running, except for me. I'm hiding. I thought it was a drive-by. I don't know what's happening. I was really into wrestling growing up. WWF. Right? Before it was WWE. You know what I mean? Like some old school wrestling, like some Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Ultimate Warrior, Rider Roddy Piper, Million Dollar Man, Tugboat, Earthquake, Demolition, Bushwhacker. I was 7 years old into wrestling, right? You know when a kid does something good in school, you give him like a toy or a prize or something, right? Well, I'm 7. I got good grades one time. And my dad surprised me with tickets to go see WWF at the arena. It was the best day in all the 7 years I had lived up to that point. It was so cool. Me, my sister, and my dad went to the arena. My mom painted our faces like Legion of Doom. We walked into that arena like we were Legion of Doom. Like they're gonna tag team us in accidentally. You know, the wrestlers come out, right? And they run to the ring and everybody's trying to get a high five from the wrestler. Well, I'm the littlest one trying to get a high five, talking about, I saw Jim Duggan! I saw Jim Duggan! Right here! Right here! Right here! But he didn't see me.
Hey, didn't know we were broke, man. I didn't know we were broke until I was about like 13. That's when the reveal happened. Because I volunteered at a neighborhood food drive and one of the bags was for my family. Imagine my surprise. I showed up, I was like, who are we helping today? They're like, help yourself, Gina. Grab a bag. Get out of here. We had a good time growing up, though, man. We always had a lot of dogs in my house because my grandmother would always pick up stray dogs, which became my attitude towards men. That's right. I see some guy wandering the street. I'm like, are you lost, buddy? Huh? Are you lost? You want to come home with me? Huh? I have bacon at my house. We fed our dogs rice and beans just like us. The dogs would look at us like, damn, are we broke too? Like, what's going on? What's going on with this situation? One thing was great, we had to be creative. Like me and my siblings, when we would play games, we had to play broke people games. Yeah, I see some of y'all chuckling. You guys know exactly what I'm talking about. Broke people games are games that don't require toys or money. You just had to be creative. Right, like we had this one game we used to play called Adventure. It was just us walking around a tree. You had to hold on to the tree because if your foot touched the floor, you were out. That was the adventure part. Played another game called Paperball. You crumble up a paper, you throw it to somebody, you got to keep it in the air because if it hits the floor, you're out. The floor was an integral part of many broke people games. Which is why The Floor is Lava is a historically broke person game. Some of these games are passed down from broke generation to broke generation. The Floor is Lava is one of those games. If you played The Floor is Lava and you had money, you were appropriating broke culture and we don't appreciate that. Uh-uh. Go to a theme park, you got the money. Why you gotta take from us? We weren't broke forever. I feel like people always panic when I say that we were broke. We weren't broke forever. My parents are Latinos. They worked really hard to get us out of that situation. You know, we went from broke to, okay, we doing all right. To, oh, we got some money now. Then back down to, okay, we doing all right. Because when broke people get money, they don't know what to spend it on. You spend it on your fantasies. We got a little bit of money, and my dad bought a boat. We lived in the South Bronx. Where shall we sail, Papa? Shall we follow the pissy smell to the Isle of Manhattan? Let us away to sail.